Supreme game taking over. That's a problem, it's not a threat. Uppercut season, no time, you stop breathing.
I guess, you know, before we get up out of here, we have a poll. We have another poll topic.
I got it. For the storylines, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So we did ask 30 votes, 6 days left and some change. Check us out at Ringing Radio across all platforms. We did this poll on Twitter/X. Again, Ring Gang Radio, spelled out how you can hear it. Anyways, we did ask which boxing storyline is the most played out. We had four options, one being fake retirements at 33%, Shields Baumgartner beef 17%, MMA versus boxing at 37%, and Inoue versus Tank/Abdul Wahid/Javante Davis at 13%. So MMA versus boxing took it highest at 37%, with fake retirements at 33%.
So I didn't pick either of those. I mean, I picked the whole Tank versus Inoue because, frankly, whenever that gets mentioned, like it delves into some stupid shit, and it's largely because, again, and as we said this for the umpteenth time, motherfuckers don't know Monster's career than the way they be talking about him. Like, oh, you gotta wait till he goes to the elite weight classes and stuff like
but
that.
But I will say, and I'm a fan of both guys. A lot of the Inoue fans are Tank haters, at least when I come across online, so I can see why some of the Tank fans are like, fuck them.
Well, yeah, because Monster actually does what the niggas think Tank actually does, which is actually fights the best competition and beats the
shit. But the weird part is, like, they're both fans of each other, but the stand bases are, like...
Right.
Just like Tank and Canelo's, like, they said, you know...
But Tank and Canelo fans don't beef because they're like, they recognize what they're both doing. Although Frank Martin's a better fight than Canelo's last
three.
And who did Canelo fight last?
Jermell and John Ryder.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Frank Martin's definitely better than that.
Yeah. So Yeah, that's why I was like, yeah, every time I hear that, I'm just like, yeah, I'm tired of reading the shit, I'm tired of, like, that, so that's why, like, the other choices didn't bother me as much. I mean, although, again, like, you know, they're also tired, too, like, you know, it seems like those are the four that, keep getting talked about over and over and over and over again on social media. Especially the MMA versus boxing ones. Fake retirements, it's like, to me, like, if you're talking about fake retirement, you're already, like, mentally weak to me. Like,
no, I did vote for fake retirements because I'm sick of, you know, I mean...
Shakur, too many people using it.
Yeah, I mean, Shakur did it.
It was, like, mental health. Like, you know how people use mental health that one year? It's like, yeah, everybody was using it.
Now it's
fake retirement is the mental health for this.
Yeah, year. Now it's a new retirement. Yeah, I mean, you know, Shakur did it. And this is before the performances, right? This is before the Shout Out Thursdays. You know what I'm saying? They did the little fake retirement,
which is irony because it's like, nigga, if you gonna fight like this, stay retired.
You're retiring, yeah. So yeah, like,
exactly,
you come back and do this shit.
I quoted that
one. No one asked for this.
It's a cop out, you know. Just so you know, like, was Shakur a 13-day retirement? Some shit.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's like y'all got nothing else to say or do. Like, this the best way to promote yourselves. And I ain't even vote for that. Like, I agree more with Pat Line and thinking like I voted for like more so, like, I don't like fights that won't happen that are given too much attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I voted for the Baumgartner Shields because that got so much attention that Lemos didn't even get interviewed. It's like a side mission that took over the whole game. It's like,
I feel like AJ killed the boxing MMA. I feel like Joshua, you know, the way he did Magana kind of killed that. I mean, because we're going to still see
it. Yeah, like, there's nothing. And Jake Paul been killing it, but now it's like, it got killed and then buried in, like, Pet Cemetery and then killed again.
We're going to see, you know, obviously MMA guys are going to want their paydays because, you know, Dana White don't pay them nigga shit. So, of course, we'll see it again. But, yeah. It'll, mm-hmm. it, you know,
AJ, they'll be more selective.
Yeah, it won't be.
Because it's like, because I think, like, niggas is going to look at it like, yo, if I ain't getting, like, 20 mil, I don't know if I want to fight no Joshua or catch a damn tank uppercut or some crazy weird shit. Like, but nah, like, remember, these niggas didn't get used to, they're not used to getting punched like that. Like, people forget, like, boxing gloves protect your hands. So you're punching with more full power because you're not worried about hurting your hands. And you can still hurt your hands in boxing gloves.
Of course.
But subconsciously, you're letting off, not thinking like, okay, I have to learn to land perfectly every time I throw a punch. Like in MMA, you land this way or, you know, the glove hit a nigga's thick-ass skull the wrong way one day and you fractured two fingers or some bullshit. Boxing, you gotta fight, you gotta have a Kessler Andrade performance to, for that to happen.
Right?
you gotta fight a nigga who's like, got like a damn Isaac Cruz head for that to happen.
Right?
Like, you gotta really be throwing, like, if you throw your arm out, motherfuckers is making you miss punches like all night and shit. Like, MMA, that's not happening. You see, a lot of those niggas get slumped where if they'd have been wearing boxing gloves, that punch probably wouldn't have slumped them.
Right.
Because they're good, decent shots for those gloves, but they're not even, like, correct punches half the time. They're just clean shots, and the nigga just catches it he ain't even prepared for. Which is true, though. Like,
I mean, you know,
I'm not hating or anything. Like, and you see that more now than anything because I feel like back in the day, MMA had better strikers. Like, shit, Tank Abbott would go more rounds in boxing than some of these niggas fighting now.
The good old days.
I'm just saying. But yeah, I voted Baumgartner. Yeah, Shields, because that whole shit. It's too much focus if these niggas never really gonna fight. And one person saying do it at 147, one person saying 154. I'm to the point, once y'all meet in the middle and do an exhibition bout, spar and have headgear and just call it a day, get the bag, because y'all obviously getting too much attention for it to not make any money off of it. And it's getting to the point where we might see these broads actually have a real street fight the next time.
Yeah,
like they letting the gums run, they letting the mouths run a little more. Like,
yeah, because frankly, like I said, the size difference is too much. Alicia is a small person. I mean, I've met her. She's a small person in public, and Clarissa is not. Like, the size differential is, like, it's just way too much for a fight. Even if they just say, hey, moving at 154, something like that. I think the person says she wouldn't go any lower than that, so.
Which, with Clarissa's size, I understand. And 154, she would be smaller, you know, less weight, but she'll still be bigger. But, you know, just do something, like either just ignore all this shit, but y'all, you know, going on. You know, not only they was at the fight for 20 minutes with this shit, they going on live, like, Shields going on live, and I know a lot of people been saying, like, I'm gonna say some hard truths right now, like.
Oh, word?
Like, I know people be with this whole, like, I know that ugly shit rubbed her the wrong way. But, like, newsflash, it don't, like, the way people look at shit is always in comparison. If two fine bitches is fighting, if one looks slightly better, then guess what? The other one ugly. Those the rules. Like, personally, Clarissa Shields is not ugly. She's average. Like, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're jaw-jacking the chick that, you know, that's legit fine, like, you're talking to someone who's fine and you're average, outside looking at motherfuckers, is one of your, they looking at you as like, you're the ugly one. Like, and it's the honest truth. And she lets it get to her, just like Mayor let the Karen shit get to her.
Right.
At least Alicia knows how to push these bras buttons.
And Alicia does have a fan base of, you know, I'm gonna use the word simps. If you go through the comments, you see.
But low key, but this is the thing. They're wanting this. Look, Carissa Shields and Baumgartner, they share the same fan base. And that's where I knew Shields was sounding like a hater. Where I know the ugly shit really got to her. Because she posts the same similar type of content.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow both on Instagram, they literally both try to be the same cute, this, that, that. They both do training photo, pictures, both do outfits and all that shit. Like, it just, the problem is, one person is getting the expected reactions and they look better doing it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's the honest to God truth. So that shit hurt. Like, because it always seemed like Shields wants to fight more, but it's like, why when you're the bigger person? Like, and you're, I mean, like,
I think it's
everybody knows you beat this girl ass.
I think it's confirmed that Alicia, it's all clout right now, because, yeah, it's just like, just.
But if you know it's clout, why give it so much? And like, if you know it's clout, and it's like, I'm beginning, because remember, like she give clout to Keith Thurman all the time, saying she could beat his ass. I'm beginning to think she don't like light-skinned people. Like, real talk. Yeah. Like, it just seems like that. Like, what is it? Like, it just, if it's clout, then why get the attention? Like, and her manager, I think promoter, whatever, Dimitri Salida.
Yeah.
He tweeted basically saying that they reached out Baumgartner several times for, you know, to make an official fight, and she ignored it. Like, so, you know, Shorty ain't trying to fight. But first of all, you know, she ain't going to 154. Like, y'all need to change up. If y'all serious, y'all need to change it up and do the whole exhibition shit, sparring, put headgear on, do charity, whatever, winner take all. Like, y'all could, like, it's like, y'all could make something happen. Like, y'all already speaking enough. Say some shit. Sway the public opinion with new parameters or something. But if y'all gonna keep going at it, because it just is getting stale now. Like, y'all, it just coming off on some hater shit. Like, you could tell it gets to Carissa Shields more than it gets to Baumgartner,
right?
And like, and low key, like, Shields, I believe, was trying to compete with her when it's like, you're above her. Like, Baumgartner started wearing certain outfits. Shields started wearing certain outfits.
Mm-hmm.
She talking about the fans, you know, dudes or horny dudes, and this is the, y'all got the same fans. How many niggas out there always trying to convince that Clarissa Shields is fine as hell? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, yo, like, y'all literally got the same fans. She may have more fans on some casual shit. Like, Baumgartner might have more fans on some casual shit. Mm-hmm. We not gonna deny that, but she looks better. Like, y'all gotta just stop denying that. That's gonna happen. There's a reason why Clarissa Shields never fought Raquel Miller or anybody who looks fine.
Mm-hmm.
Cause then the same problems would happen. It'd be the same whole, you think you're pretty, but I'm better type shit. Like, you would let all the whole ugly shit get to you. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's like, nah, like, save all the whole, you ain't got fans, you're not selling out. Like, are you selling out arenas? Didn't you have to go to damn Savannah Marshall backyard?
Also facts.
So it's like, you're talking, because the interview, like, you hear the live, so it's like, a lot of her shit always come off on some hater shit, like, and it's like, it's almost like when Wilder used to be worried about Floyd.
Yeah,
like, bro, you heavyweight champion, like, you worried about a nigga where you supposed to jab his head off in one move. Like, get the, what you care about his opinion for? Like, you're a heavyweight champion, nigga. Like, that supersedes everything. Like, you were, you undisputed twice, Ma. Like, you two gold medals, Ma. Like, who's this chick? You, she a cheater, right?
Right.
Like, come on, man. Like, I'd have been like, look, man. 150 exhibition, da-da-da-da-da. You come in there what you comfortable. I'll come in as low as I can. Da-da-da-da. Let's go. Let's get it. Put a bag up. Somebody, like, come on. But nah, y'all not serious. Like, if you know it's clout, why keep giving it clout attention? That's my whole thing. Like, it's like, with the Tank in a way, at least it's more of a media fan dumb shit. But Shields Baumgartner is worse because it's the actual fighters. Like, like, that's much worse. Like, y'all putting so much energy and y'all not gonna ever fight. Like, It's taking up energy. Y'all putting energy in y'all, like, y'all stealing TV time. Like, that's, I'm to the point, like, somebody step up, like, make a move, make a real move. Like, if not, then just let it be it. Like, but all the other shit, y'all just gonna keep talking and make y'all just come off sour of each other's success. Like, like, are y'all, you know, we building up women's boxing, like, sitting on the male fans ain't it. Like,
no, absolutely.
Like, you know, because Shield's personality is not like she's grabbing more women fans.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, y'all need to be damn thankful whatever fans y'all get. So try to make it into like, well, these niggas only like you because you thirst trapping. And like, nigga, you be thirst trapping too. Like, all y'all do that shit, goddamn. Like, are you gonna say Valier only got fans because of that? Oh, not because, damn, she's putting on Fight of the Years with people and moving forward and throwing hands trying to knock bitches out.
Message.
Damn, like, y'all forget that, like, you could beat a bitch ass and look pretty doing it. Just like a dude could beat a nigga ass and look handsome doing it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck going on? Like, the fact we even gotta talk about this shit is weird. Like, but hey, like, we talking about it, you know, we always talked about women's boxing, but like, and this is big in women's boxing. But boxing as a whole, I don't feel a hit yet this year. Like, it's missing something. Like, like, a lot of fights I haven't even seen live this year because that shit just ain't hitting. Like, I watch them afterwards. So I need something to compel me to, like, oh shit, I'm tuning in live. Like, but yeah, like, this shit just weird. But yeah, ain't got much. That's it, really. We ain't got nothing else, right? That's it.
No, that is it. I know it's again the 12:30, so I think it's time for us to start wrapping up.
Wrap it up.
So NLP is probably NLP on Thursday will probably give us a whole rundown of his WrestleMania and Raw after WrestleMania experience. If not in the chat already, you know, or later.
Yeah, we'll definitely get his thoughts on that. I know we're gonna be doing another music show.
We will.
Gonna switch it up, got a little something new, a little different for y'all, but you know, that's Ring Gang. Like, we the most creative niggas in the game, yo. Like, no one do it like us. Like, every week is a different week. Even if we presenting the same shit, it's done differently. Where it's like boxing. Like, it seemed the same, and you could expect the same. But the night you miss it is the night where you miss some crazy shit. That's the night where the nigga flew in on a helicopter. A nigga, he takes a motorcycle to the ring, a motherfucker gets hit, and his coach is saying, hey, stay down, and he gets up, and like that, when you miss a Ring Gang episode, that you're liable to miss some raw shit like that. So I'm just saying.
Right.
So make sure you hit Thursday, and we're gonna be back at it. More content, more YouTube shorts. We appreciate all the new subscribers and fans fucking with us. I just put a new one up, earlier today. We'll circulate it on Twitter and the socials tomorrow. But yeah, I know I got some more articles in the stash, you know, waiting to get written. might think about doing another, see if we could get another live during the week. Probably get a, may do a Twitter poll on it. You know, try to get it more interactive with the moves and shit we're doing. And get some input. But yeah, we appreciate y'all rocking with us. It's a nice night.
Yes, we did. I saw the solar eclipse, though. Obviously, you didn't look directly into there because I don't feel like having dots on my retina for the rest of my life. So salute to that. And you know, I salute to the first 65 degree like hot spring day today in the Northeast. I mean, I know y'all, you know, in the West and the South, whatever, but that's still huge for us East Coast niggas right now. You know, being able to go out without my Eagles hat on, you know, and then leave at night and it's still mildly warm.
Where?
You know, but yeah, no, it was good. It was a good fucking day. Pilot, what are your final thoughts?
I don't got much. You know, check us out at Ringing Radio, every platform imaginable. Shouts out to everybody, minus the one dude in the comments, and you know where to rock with us at. We know where we're at. If you want unbiased opinions and funny and good shit and real shit, we're gonna get radio. So
there you go. Pilot is concise as ever. LB, do you have any more bars to spit? You have anything else?
We appreciate y'all rocking with us. We try to get more content on the way. Gotta jump back on the animation. Got some more shit we gotta. You know, we had a little teaser, but it really wasn't nowhere near the amount we had. Like, it was just what we could do real quick, you know, celebrate my father's birthday and shit. But,
word up.
Definitely got more shit on the way. I kind of formulating the script in my head now. It'll be another episode. But it kind of going back. It's not food or anything. It's kind of bringing it back to us. But and done differently, you know, it's always different. It's like you never get no the same with us. So it's like we're like a good fight scene where every scene is different. So just stay tuned and be here Thursday because we're gonna have a lit ass music show. Like this shit's gonna be fire. Like I guarantee it. Like. Y'all gonna be here and get them lights up, nigga.
Facts. But yeah, I don't have nothing more to really add on other than, like I said, you know, thank you for rocking with us. And you know what it is. You know, we see our content. You know, listen, like, comment, subscribe. Tell your friends so we can all be friends. And then, of course, as I like to mention before, we're in the super chat era because, you know, we have the super chat, super stickers, all of that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, so yeah, if you hear a video and you like what you see and whatnot, you know, feel free to show some love. The dollar signs on all the videos now that you happen to see. So like,
I'll smile more. Y'all hit that super chat, Miss yeah. Bitch. You want me to smile? Yeah, hit that super chat. Shit.
Yeah,
y'all be acting like a little hoe. Like y'all be wanting just a smile, and y'all don't want to make people smile. Like. Nah, like, I ain't gonna ask Shorty to smile if I ain't gonna do nothing to make her smile. That's one shit that be pissing me off sometimes. Motherfuckers be like, yo, hey, nigga, why you ain't smile? You need to smile. We're like, nigga, you don't know what I'm going through, nigga. You don't know what's in my head right now, nigga, so chill, like.
Yeah.
But yeah, though. Yeah, I still smile for you. You know, it's Rain Gang. You know, we peaceful over here. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and obviously, you know, let's say if you want, you know, super chats will make us smile. Like, you know, Miss 720, you know, she was like, "Hey, I want to see Pat with, you know, with his glasses on," and then and put a couple dollars on it. So naturally, I had to oblige. So yeah, you know, if you want to see Shuttle with the God smile, you know, hit that super chat real quick, you know, and just be like, bam. You know, I got you.
Yeah. And see, I'm already interacting with y'all. It's like she made this nigga Pat get on camera. Like, so I'm not saying we obedient ass niggas, but, you know, we work with you.
Yeah. And I go on camera from time to time, so I'm not, you know, just.
Probably the most out of everyone. Well, King P there, too.
Yeah.
A pilot, I can't remember the last time a pilot was on camera.
Yeah.
I think it got a battle, yeah.
Well, the battle, yeah, you know, the battles.
Yeah, he got to be on camera. Then it's like, damn, I got to step out of witness protection for this shit. Okay, fuck. But his battle coming up soon with King P. It won't be this Thursday. It'll be next Thursday. Then from there, because I got all the images made. I'll probably send them to Pat soon. I think Rome and Pat will go at it. After that, they'll be back to the hip hop battle. And then, I know Pilot said he wanted the 80s, so I did want me and Pilot for the 80s, because he said he are ready for that. So I ain't gonna have no 90s baby beat me in for an 80s battle, so I don't know why he want that smoke, but I don't duck nothing.
Word.
And it's like, I already made the images, so it's like, you gotta beat King P, nigga. Nigga's gonna be talking about your Spence and Fundora getting shots. You don't deserve, nigga.
I'm overlooking my opponent, alright, word up.
Huh?
I'm overlooking my opponent, alright.
This nigga's like, ah, you know, this nigga got a little PBC deal. It's like, I already got the 80s battle with Shudder, you know. That's already signed. Nigga, you got King P like next week, bro. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I want the 80s battle now, nigga. Like, yo, like. But we got you. But yeah, definitely. And then we going to get back to the album reviews and the movie soundtracks and shit. I was low key thinking Belly versus In Too Deep, my nigga, but we'll see.
Right.
That's a fire one to me. But yeah, that's it. Like, man, Ring Gang, we running shit, nigga. Let's go. Oh, and y'all make sure y'all share this shit and sub to it. Make y'all sure y'all sub, because we need like maybe 77 more subs to hit 2,000. So we can have a clean, like, trust me, a clean 2K looks better than 1.93.
Right.
Nigga. Like, let us get the 2K fucking subs, man. Yeah, y'all got us monetized before that, which is powerful, which is cool. Like, I know sometimes it usually happens the other way. Niggas get the 2,000 subs first, but Ring Gang is Ring Gang. We do our shit always. That just show that we had niggas, so many niggas fucking with us before we even got the 2K. So, But we gonna get the 2K this summer, and you know what it is, my nigga. Ring Gang forever, ever.
Mm-hmm. There we go. So yeah, you know, for myself, you know, Pat Scorpio, the new representer for LB Shudder with the God the Goat Artist, for King P, you know, this has been another wonderful episode of Real Talk, where as always, if shit's real, we talk about it. So until next time, peace.
Peace. Tell everyone.